Unit 5. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. B. Listen to a passage and answer the following questions.
May I see the manager? Having worked in food service when I was in high school, I know that people are quick to complain when things go wrong, but are always slow to offer praise when things go right. I have tried to make it a habit to report exceptionally good service as well as exceptionally bad service. For example, the other day our family went to eat at a local Mexican restaurant. The food was great. The service was great. Our waiter never let us run out of sweet tea, and that's not easy, not even for attentive waiters. It was an enjoyable evening. At the end of our meal, we left the waiter a nice tip. But I didn't think that was enough. So on this occasion, I asked the waiter if I could speak with the manager so I could let her know how pleased we were. His eyes lit up, and off he went. I told the manager how pleased we were with the food and that our waiter was excellent and took good care of us. She was all smiles. All the employees standing by wore similar smiles. The customers around us agreed. The good feeling was contagious. As we left, we were bid farewell as if we were old friends to the employees. It felt nice. Next time you get great service, feel free to ask for a manager.
2. Text Goodbye, Mr. Foster by Steve Bruce. Can an employee do his or her job too well? If so, what do you do? Praise? Raise? Discipline? Terminate? Today's guest columnist tells the true story of Foster, who did his job too well. I met him at least 8 years ago at the Atlanta Hartsfield International Airport. He wore black pants and a white shirt with a black tie and bib apron. Let me carry that for you, young man, he said, noticing the balancing act I was performing with my luggage and the tray of food from Pascal's restaurant. The old fellow grabbed my tray with a smile and was off, limping heavily on one leg that was obviously shorter than the other. I followed him around the escalator to an empty table I would never have found, and it was only then when I realized that he had also brought napkins, a straw, and packages of salt and pepper, items I usually forget. With a flourish, he wiped the table, removed my plate from the tray, and arranged it carefully with the napkins and the iced tea. Pulling back my chair as I hurriedly retrieved 3 $1 bills from my pocket, he smiled and said, God bless you. His name tag read, Foster. I was curious to see if this was a new service the airport had put in place. Certainly, I had never been helped before. I saw several other men and women dressed like my new friend, loosely assembled and talking with each other, waiting without enthusiasm for tables to become empty. At that point, one of them would disengage from the group, clear any trash left on the table, wipe it down, and return to their co-workers. Glancing around the huge area, I quickly spotted Foster. Smiling, laughing, and moving fast, he helped one person after another. He never waited to be summoned. He went where he was needed. I was back through the airport the next day and couldn't wait to visit the food court again. Sure enough, there he was, the old man with the big smile. He helped me to a table as he had the day before, with napkins, salt, and pepper, and a straw, and said, God bless you, young man, as he held up my chair. I had a 20 folded and ready to place in his hand that day. I was impressed and inspired by this old man who struggled to walk, yet kept moving fast all the time as he cleaned empty tables and looked for people to serve. From that day forward, he was Mr. Foster to me. As the years rolled by, I developed a great admiration for Mr. Foster. I saw him several times each month and introduced him to anyone with whom I was traveling. "Watch this guy," I would always instruct as he left our table. "And watch that bunch of other people over there, dressed just like him." The contrast was clear. I never once suspected Mr. Foster was making a play for tips. In fact, though I rarely slipped him less than $20, he often made me wait while he helped someone in obvious need of assistance. And whether they offered money or not, he always smiled, held their chairs, and said, "God bless you." And then he was gone. Unable to find my friend, I asked the ladies at Pascal's, "Where is Mr. Foster today?" "Fired," they told me. They fired him, humiliated him, sent the man home. The Atlanta Airport Authority, I was told, had determined that Mr. Foster had become a distraction. They ordered him to stop helping people. "Stand with everyone else," he was told, "and wait for the tables to become empty. You are a busboy. Act like one." A few months later, he was back, happy as ever, on a trial basis. But I never again let him carry my tray. I did, however, continue with the tips. He took the money because I made him take it. I was mad about him, and he knew it. His "God bless you" often came to me with a tear. His spirit was gone. Today I went by Pascal's. Before I could even ask, one of the ladies on the serving line spotted me. "I've been expecting you," she said. "Mr. Foster's gone. He quit. Told them he was old and sick and couldn't do the work no more." Then she cocked her head and added with a whisper, "He ain't sick. There ain't nothing broken about that old man." "Nope," I thought as I turned away. "There ain't nothing broken about that old man. Nothing but his heart."
New words.
Discipline.
Pants.
Bib.
Apron.
Tray.
Grab.
Obviously.
Pepper.
Flourish.
Remove.
Retrieve.
Bless.
Loosely.
Enthusiasm.
Disengage.
Glance.
Summon.
Fold.
Impress.
Inspire.
Admiration.
Bunch.
Contrast.
Suspect.
Humiliate.
Distraction.
Busboy.
Trial.
Cock.
Nope.
Proper nouns.
Foster.
Atlanta Hartsfield International Airport.
Pascal's Restaurant.
Part 2. Language in Use. 1. Dialogue. A job interview. Lily, who is currently working for B&B Company, applies for a position a Swiss travel service in China advertised. She is having an interview with the personnel manager. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks, then read it aloud. "Have a seat. I'm the personnel manager. Let's come right to the point. We've read your letter and resume. Are you applying for the post as manager assistant?"
"Yes. I am interested in this position."
"Could you tell me something about your present job?"
"Certainly. I've been working for B&B Company as a secretary for 3 years.
"Why do you want to quit your job?"
"I'm tired of routine work. I want to do something creative."
"We need someone who has a good command of English, because the manager is a native English speaker and can't speak Chinese very well."
"I think I can manage that. English is the only working language at B&B Company.
Good. Could you tell me what kind of salary you are expecting?
I know that this position offers a starting salary of around $1,500, and that would be fine with me.
Is there anything you would like to ask about the job?
I'd like to know if the company provides opportunities for on-job training.
Yes. Excellent employees are sent to study for 1 month each year.
That's terrific.
Well, I've enjoyed meeting and talking with you. You'll hear from us shortly.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
New words.
Personnel.
Routine.
Frankly.
Terrific.
2. Pair work. A job interview. Reference answer.
Good morning. I'm Bill, HR manager. Good morning. I'm Frank Clinton. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. To start with, can you tell me why you are interested in working with Friedman Group? To the best of my knowledge, your company has a worldwide reputation in accounting, and I believe my qualifications and work experience qualify me for the job. What is your chief responsibility at your present job? I've been working as an accounting assistant for 3 years, mainly responsible for computer-related problems. Why do you want to quit your job? Because I want a change of environment for more challenges and to learn about more advanced computer-based management at an international company. Can you tell me something about your English? I've passed TEM 8, the test for English majors, and my spoken English is very good. Good. How about your personality? I am easygoing and enjoy making friends. I am tolerant, caring, and independent, both at work and in daily life.
3. Text. How to write a resume and succeed at a job interview. How to write a resume. However much a student learns in college, one more skill must be mastered before he or she begins the serious task of looking for full-time employment. In order to ensure that all those years of schooling and other experiences will pay off in the job hunting, even before contacting employers, one must learn the art of resume writing. Your resume should be a concise and factual presentation of your credentials, focused on your education, accomplishments, strengths, employment history, and goals. An invaluable marketing tool. Your introduction to a potential employer. Brief, easy to read, and grammatically well constructed. Including vital statistics, objective, experience, education, activities, and references. A good resume is brief and concise, typed neatly in block form with no errors. It must be easy to read. How to succeed at a job interview. You've finally had success at finding that dream job. Now all that is left is the interview. Your nerves are shot, and you are worried that after coming this far, you won't land the job. Relax. The interview, although it seems intimidating, can be the easiest part of getting that dream job. With these simple tips and tricks, you can rest assured that your interview will be a success. Put yourself in the interviewer's shoes. Once you do this, you will get a feel for what the company is looking for. This can help relax you by giving you a sense of awareness, thus making you more comfortable. Be prepared. Knowledge is key. Research the company so that you can understand what the company is looking for in an employee. This simple step can give you an idea of what questions you can expect and make answering those questions almost second nature. Focus on your strengths. The company already feels that you have the experience to handle the job. Highlight the positives of your past experience. Don't let gaps in employment be the main focus of your interview. Listen. Listen to the questions that are posed to you. If you are unsure of what is being asked, ask the interviewer to explain themselves. Believe it or not, asking questions makes you seem more interested in the position by making you sound eager to learn what the company's expectations are. Body language. Smile. Keep eye contact and maintain a relaxed posture. This shows the interviewer that you are comfortable with your previous work experience and gives a sense of self. Interviewers find this impressive.
New words.
Resume.
Full-time.
Concise.
Factual.
Credentials.
Invaluable.
Grammatically.
Well-constructed.
Nerve.
Relax.
Trick.
Awareness.
Gap.
Pose.
Expectation.
Posture.
Impressive. Part 3. Enhancement of language abilities. 1. Get your pronunciation right. A. Listen and repeat, paying attention to the intonation of the following sentences.
1. Don't be careless.
2. Come whenever you are free.
3. Try to make a better one.
4. Don't forget your assignment.
5. Stand closer, won't you?
6. Turn on the tape recorder, please.
7. Do stop talking.
B. Read the following and pay attention to the intonation.
1. Please put it over there.
2. Please don't be in such a hurry.
3. Please go and find it.
4. Don't make a noise, please.
5. Don't waste too much time on it, please.
6. Keep on practicing, please.
7. Speak a little louder.
8. Let me have a try.
9. Tell me the truth.
10. Please don't bother with this.
11. How kind of you.
12. How quiet it is.
13. What an awful film that was.
14. Oh, how glad I am to see that bus.
15. What a humorous guy he is.